भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we are reading from Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna, text number 36, 37, 38. So first I will recite 36, thereafter for 37 and 38 you may repeat after me. Text number 36. Evam vatapyatostivram. Evam vatapyatostivram tapah paramadushkaram divya varsha sahastrani dvadasheyur madatmano. Translation. Thus you spent 12,000 celestial years performing difficult activities of tapasya in consciousness of me, Krishna consciousness. Now you can repeat after me. Tadavam paritushtoham Repeat loudly. It seems that still hungry. Tadavam paritushtoham Amuna vapushanaghe tapasa shraddhaya nityam bhaktyacharudi bhavitaha pradurasam varadarada yuvayo kamaditsaya Vriyatam vara ityukte madrusho vamrutah suta tadavam paritushtoham amuna vapushanaghe tapasa shraddhaya nityam Bhaktyacharudi bhavitaha Pradurasam varadarada Yuvaho kamaditsaya Vriyatam vara ityukte Madrusho vamrutah sutaha Tadavam paritushtoham Amuna vapushanaghe Tapasa shraddhaya nityam Bhaktyacharudi bhavitaha Pradurasam varadarada Yuvayoho kamaditsaya Vriyatam var ityukte Madrusho vamrutah sutah Yes, anyone? Yes.
Thank you.
ladies. Word-to-word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Tada. Then, after the expiry of 12,000 celestial years, Vam, with both of you, Paritushtoham, I was very much satisfied. Amuna, by this. Vapusha, in this form as Krishna. Anaghe, O my dear sinless mother. Tapasa, by austerity. Shraddhaya, by faith. Nityam, constantly engaged. Bhaktya, by devotional service. Cha, as well as. Rudi, within the core of the heart. Bhavitaha, fixed in determination. Pradurasham, appeared before you in the same way. Varadarat, the best of all who can bestow benedictions. Yuvayoho, of both of you. Kamaditsaya, wishing to fulfill the desire. Vriyatam, asked you to open your minds. Varaha, for a benediction. Iti ukte, when you were requested in this way. Madrusha, exactly like me. Vam, of both of you. Vrataha, was asked. Sutaha, as your son. You wanted a son exactly like me. Translation. Krishna is telling to his mother and father in the present sale of Kansa. So this is the day of Janmashtami when he is speaking. Don't forget that. O sinless mother Devaki, after the expiry of 12,000 celestial years, in which you constantly contemplated me within the core of your heart with great faith, devotion and austerity, I was very much satisfied with you. Since I am the best of all bestowers of benediction, I appeared in this same form as Krishna to ask you to take from me the benediction you desired. You then expressed your desire to have a son exactly like me. Purport. Please hear it attentively. This purport is the sum and substance of entire Vedic scripture. Purport. 12,000 years on the celestial planets is not a very long time for those who live in the upper planetary system. Although it may be very long for those who live on this planet, Sutapa was the son of Brahma, and as we have already understood from Bhagavad Gita, one day of Brahma equals many millions of years according to our calculation. Sahasra yuga paryantam aharyat brahmano viduhu. We should be careful to understand that to get Krishna as one son, one must undergo such great austerities. If you want to get the Supreme Personality of Godhead to become one of us in this material world, this requires great penance. But if you want to go back to Godhead, tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna, we need only understand him and love him. Through love only, we can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore declared, Prema Pumartho Mahan. Love of Godhead is the highest achievement for anyone. As we have explained, in worship of the Lord, there are three stages: Jnana, Jnanamayi, and Rati, or love. Sutapa and his wife Prushni inaugurated their devotional activities on the basis of full knowledge. Gradually, they developed love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when this love was mature, the Lord appeared as Vishnu, although Devaki then requested him to assume the form of Krishna. To love the Supreme Personality of Godhead more, we want a form of the Lord like Krishna or Rama. We can engage in loving transaction with Krishna especially. In this age, we are all fallen, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow upon us love of Godhead directly. This was appreciated by the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami said, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. In this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as Mahavadanyaya, the most munificent of charitable persons, because he gives Krishna so easily that one can attain Krishna simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We should therefore take advantage of the benediction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, we are cleansed of all dirty things, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, we shall be able to understand very easily that Krishna is the only object of love. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangaha Param Vrajet. Therefore, one need not undergo severe penances for many thousands of years. One need only learn how to love Krishna and be always engaged in his service. Sevan Mukhehi Jivadav Swayam Eva Spurati Adaha. Then one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Instead of bringing the Lord here for some material purpose, to have a son or whatever else, if we go back home, back to Godhead, our real relationship with the Lord is revealed, and we eternally engage in our eternal relationship. By chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, we gradually develop our eternal relationship with the Supreme Person, and thus attain the perfection called Swarupa Siddhi. We should take advantage of this benediction and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has therefore sung, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as an incarnation to deliver all fallen souls like us and directly bestow upon us love of Godhead. We must take advantage of this great benediction of the great personality of Godhead. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धांत सरस्वती निति नामिने श्रीवार्षभानवी देवी दायिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्रीरूपानुग भक्तिदा श्रीगौर करुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्ध अपसिद्धांत ध्वंतहारिणे नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद् वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलंब रसाम्बोधे पदाम्बुजाय ते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय वरायते गौरवीर्भाव भूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्टा सज्जन प्रिया वैष्णवस्तार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते जयतां सुरतौ पंगोर मम मंद मतेर्गति मत सर्वस्व पदाम्बुजो राधा मदन मोहनो दिव्यद्वृंदारण्यकल्पद्रुमाध श्रीमद्रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थो श्रीमद्राधा श्रीलगोविंद देवो प्रेष्ठालिभिस्रव्यमानो स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भे वंशीवट तटस्थित कर्शन वेणु गोपीनाथाय श्रियस्तु नः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण कम करो हरे कृष्ण बिफोर वी कमेंस आवर टुडेज डिस्कशन ऑन दिस एक्सॉल्टेड टॉपिक आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल वैष्णवास असेंबल्ड ओवर हियर सो दैट आई कैन रिपीट द वर्ड्स ऑफ आवर फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद In this entire purport, if you observe carefully, Srila Prabhupada is trying to teach us the essence of all Vedas. Prema Pumartho Mahan, love of Godhead. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur sings, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanaya तद्धाम वृंदावनम रम्य काचित उपासना व्रजवधूवा वरके न कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम प्रमाणममलम प्रेमा पुमर्थो महान। दिस इज वेयर प्रभुपाद स्पीक फ्रॉम। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभोर मतमिदं तत्रादरन्ना परः। आउट ऑफ दिस फोर धर्म अर्थ काम एंड मोक्ष देर इज बियॉन्ड समथिंग विच श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु केम टू टीच। प्रेम पुमर्थो महान, लव फॉर कृष्णा, विच ला प्रभुपाद इज trying to explain in this purport. And while explaining this, Srila Prabhupada gives reference of Srila Rupa Goswami, the famous glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Srila Rupa Goswami is describing him as Mahavadanyaya, the most munificent incarnation of Godhead. Sab avatar sara shiromani. Why? What is the reason for him being the munificent, most munificent? Krishna prema pradayate. He is distributing love of Godhead. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Ishtadeva mantra, to the dramas Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav, he says, while glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this happens to be the fourth verse of the first 14 verses of the Adi Leela, of the first chapter. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirnav kalau samarpayitum unnat ujvalarasam svabhakti shriyaha हरिः पुरट सुंदर द्युति कदंब संदीपितः सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरत वह Sachinandana. Anarpita charim chira. This love of Godhead, love for Krishna, was never distributed. It was long, long, long back. Charim chira. It was distributed. And after that long gap, that Hari has come again as Sachinandana to distribute that Unnat Ujwala Rasa. What is that rasa? Swabhakti shriya. Devotion to himself, to Krishna. He has come to distribute. So that's why Srila Rupa Goswami calls him as Mahavadanyaya. Jai Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Sitaram Lakshmi Hanuman Gaur Nitai Bhagavan Ki Jai. So what is that love of Godhead? We'll try to analyze this. Our inner love for Krishna, which we have forgotten, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabuna Hai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Uday. We have forgotten that. What it is exactly? While explaining the three internal reasons of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, Srila Kaviraj Goswami, he explains in the fourth chapter of Adi Leela that Krishna was thinking, I am the source of all rasas and pleasures, but I do not know what kind of pleasure Radharani gets in loving me. I want to taste that pleasure. And Srila Kaviraj Goswami writes in the last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrut, the Shikshashtak prayers, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ashlishava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato mat prananathastu sa eva naparaha. I know anyone else as my master but Krishna, even though he may handle me roughly, he may give me his embrace and darshan, or he may not give me, and thus he may make me broken hearted. He may act like anything, ve lampat kuch bhi kyon na kare, as we read in Hindi. He is eternally my master, unconditionally. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said like that, then Krishna's internal desire to taste Radharani's love was fulfilled, Kaviraj Goswami says. Then he felt like Radharani. So this is that Mahabhava of Radharani. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hema Bhadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. That Mahaprema Rasa, this is it. And this is what Srila Prabhupada is talking about. This is what Srila Rupa Goswami is talking about. Namo Mahavadanyaya. That's why this Mahaya is added here. That love of Radharani for Krishna, which is the eighth stage after prema, as yesterday His Grace Sarabhum Prabhu was explaining. That's what Krishna wanted to test. So graphically giving example, what is that? When Narada Muni comes to gopis that Krishna is having headache, and the gopis ask, what is the remedy? Simple, give the dust of your lotus feet. I will apply on the forehead of Krishna and he will feel relief. That will work as any relief reliever. So without a second thought, without thinking anything else, Radharani calls all the gopis and she gathers and collects entire dust of their lotus feet together in some cloth and gives to Narada Muni. Please take it and apply it on Krishna's head. Narada Muni takes and then questions Radharani, don't you know what you are doing? By applying this dust on Krishna's head, you will go to hell. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ananta Koti Brahmanda Nayak Satchidananda Ghanashyam. How can you do this to him? Yes, Narada Muni, we know. If we apply this dust on Krishna's head, we will eternally go to hell. But we don't care about it. It doesn't matter where we go. If Krishna feels relief for even 1 second, we are eternally ready to suffer in hellish planets for that 1 second satisfaction. So there is a lot of love and joy in satisfying Krishna. And that is personified in the form of Srimati Radharani. And fully extended and blossomed in the form of Srimati Radharani. That is called as Mahabhava. And Krishna, Kaviraj Goswami says in the fourth chapter of the Adilila, Krishna did not know, he did not experience this joy anytime. Krishna says, I am the source of all rasas and all pleasures. And what pleasure I get in Radharani's company, that is okay. But in my company, Radharani derives billions of times more pleasure than myself in giving me pleasure. I want to test that. I want to test that pleasure in giving me pleasure. So as Krishna, I cannot do so. I have to adopt Radharani's bhav, Radharani's mood. Radha bhava divati sovalita naumi Krishna swarupam, as Swarup Damodar Goswami says. And Vasugosh says, Shri Radhar bhave ebe gaura avatar, Hare Krishna naam gaura karila prachar. He tested that Radha bhav, that Mahabhav, with this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Rupa Goswami says, not only tested, he came to distribute anarpita charim chirat, unnat ujvala rasam. That same rasa he came to distribute. That's why Srila Rupa Goswami calls him as Mahavadanyaya. Srila Prabhupada is quoting him here. So that great love of the gopis and Radharani specifically, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to test himself and to distribute. Srila Kaviraj Goswami writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, while explaining the three internal reasons of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, that this is the root cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Krishna appearing as Gauranga Sundar. This is the root cause to taste that love of giving pleasure to Krishna. That joy. This is the root cause of his appearance. And then he explains to others that what is special in him and what is the glory of that love. And Advaita Acharya's prayers, Yuga Dharma, and spreading the Harinam Sankirtan. But Kaviraj Goswami says this is the root cause of his appearance. And this was revealed to Sarup Damodar Goswami. No one knew it. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in separation and crying by holding the neck of Sarup Damodar Goswami at midnights, because of feeling separation from Krishna, he understood it. Because Krishna cannot hide himself from his devotees. Kaviraj Goswami says there, Asura Swabhava Krishna Nahi Jane, Lukaite Nare Krishna Bhakta Jane Sthane. An Asura can never understand Krishna. Even if he comes to temple, he will say it is stone. And a devotee, even if he sees a stone, he will say there is Krishna inside, like Prahlad Maharaj. That's the contrast. So Srila Prabhupada, in today's purport and throughout his teachings, he's teaching us this is the goal of human life, prema pumartho mahan, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute and give us. We should just submissively receive it. In this today's text, Krishna is telling to his parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, that Bhavitaha, you are fixed in determination. Paritushtoham, Pari means specifically, I am very happy with you because you were determined. Our scriptures and specifically Kaviraj Goswami in Madhyalila, he explains what is that determination. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to South India on the plea of finding his elder brother Vishwaroop, who had taken sannyas, for 2 years, Kaviraj Goswami explains, the devotees of Puridham were eagerly waiting for Sri Gauranga Sundar. In fact, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he tells Saravam Bhattacharya, why did you allow him to go at all? Why did not you keep him here? He tells, he is Swarat, he is Bhagavan, we cannot obstruct him. And thus, the devotees of Puridham were eagerly waiting for the arrival of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from South Indian tour. He gives the example of Chatakabad. What was that eagerness? The Chataka bird, as we know, what is the symptom of Chataka? It drinks only raindrops. No any other water. Only raindrops. All the time, its beaks are wide open towards the cloud. Specifically in India, we find them in monsoon. They are found in Africa and India only. And they come via Middle East. And in our scriptures, we find their description every now and then. Kaviraj Goswami himself is giving the example of Chataka bird. The devotees of Puridham were eagerly waiting like the Chataka bird. And what is the determination of Chataka bird? One very great acharya explains, the Chataka bird, all the time, it's looking upward towards the clouds. When that raindrop will fall and I will drink, that's it. It never satisfies its quench. He never looks towards any other sources of water. No river, no ponds, no lake, nothing else. Only I want rainwater. No matter what happens, I will just drink that raindrop, nothing else. For example, what happens to the Chataka bird? Sometimes there is thunder, rumbling thunder. It never gives up. Sometimes there is lightning. It never deters. And many times, the lightning bolt strikes on the head of the Chataka bird, but still, in that utter anguish and painful condition, it looks up towards the cloud. I want only that raindrop. I will never be able to satisfy my thirst or quench my thirst with any sources of waters of this material world. That's why our Acharyas and Kaviraj Goswami gives this example that a sadhaka, a practicing devotee, should try to develop the determination as in this shloka also Krishna is telling to his parents, because you are determined to achieve my favor, so I am so happy with you. So similarly, while practicing or while cultivating this prema pumartho mahan, there might be so many difficulties in our life. So many. Now we'll see those examples. So many difficulties in our life. There will be so many allurements. There will be so many distractions. We should never look for any peace, comfort or enjoyment other than Krishna consciousness. Krishna's satisfaction. No matter what happens to me, whatever Krishna desires, that's what we want. Just like the Brajavasis and the Gopis, no matter whether we go to hell or heaven, if Krishna is happy by keeping me in this condition, I am happy. That is the goal of life. And to develop that determination like Chataka bird, like the Brajavasis, is the goal of life. Prema Pumartho Mahan. Okay Krishna, whatever pleases you, whatever you think, I keep aside my own opinions, my own understanding, my own imaginations, my own thinking, feeling, willing. And whatever you feel, I'll obey and abide by your desire. As Srila Prabhupada explains, our desire should merge with Krishna's desire. That's real oneness. And there have been innumerable examples. Just like we see in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna had his own imagination of why not to fight. He gives five reasons why I cannot fight. And then after hearing Gita, what he says? Nashto moha smurti labdhva tvat prasadan mayachuta sthitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. Now my illusion has been eradicated, my Krishna. By your mercy, now I will follow your words. I will follow your dictations. This is what is required in our life. Keeping aside our own opinions, thinking, feeling, whatever it is. Whatever Krishna and his representatives tell us, just follow it. Take the example of Vasudeva here itself. He was celebrated universally as Anak Dundubi, the most popular person who keeps his promises. So much so, a demon like Kansa believed his promise and he did not kill Devaki. And that same Vasudev, he said, okay Krishna, whatever pleases you, karishye vachanam tava, I break my vow of being popular as who keeps the promises. I break my vow and I will not hand over to Kamsa. And he takes him to Gokula. He did not inform anyone. He neither went and informed Nanda Maharaj that I am exchanging or I am keeping my son. He did not even wake up Yashoda Mai. He should have just kept and come back. Why did he bring her daughter? This is further offense, materially speaking. He brought her daughter. Very well he knew that Kansa is going to kill her immediately. Such a huge conspiracy. See the gap, wide gap. South Pole to North Pole. He is such a popular person, known as keeping his words, and he is doing such activity of killing someone else's daughter without their knowledge. And he is never disturbed about this so-called sin. He is ready to undergo that infamy, that insult eternally, just for the pleasure of Krishna. Okay Krishna, thank you. It's for your pleasure. I keep aside my understanding, my own image, and I surrender to you. That's called as sacrifice. But in comparison to that, Yudhishthira Maharaj did not agree to Krishna to speak lie as Ashwatthama died. And that's why he was shown hell. But nowhere in the Shastras we find because of this offense, Vasudeva was taken to hell or he was shown sometime hell. He is eternally celebrated as the father of Krishna. He is glorified because he agreed to follow Param Satya rather than the Satya of this material world. So that's called a surrender. Okay, Krishna, thank you. I abide by your instructions. As we are discussing the gopis' example, as Uddhava says, Asamaho charana renu jushamaham syam vrindavane kimapi gulmalata ushadhinam yadustajam swajanam aryapatham chahitva bhejur mukunda padvim shruti bhirvim rugyam. Those gopis, they gave up their everything. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the example of Vrajavadhu? Because they were married, they were having kids, they were having their relatives, and at the dead of night Krishna called them by playing his flute on the Sharad Purnima night. When he played his fifth note, that time all the gopis gave up their all engagements and they surrendered. Okay Krishna, Karishya Vachanam Tava. We don't bother for anything else. And our acharyas give example of these gopis for Sarodharman Parityajya also. They did not care for any sin also while satisfying Krishna. That's why their love is always celebrated as the greatest love for Krishna. And Mahaprabhu came to distribute that. And our great fortune is that Srila Prabhupada is distributing that in wholesale. If you are just sincere, serious and without ulterior motives, as Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will easily receive that. In fact, there were so many difficulties. When Krishna was born, then only difficulties started in Vrindavan. Isn't it? Before that, they were peacefully living. Isn't it? Putana came, Trunavarta, Shakatasur, all demons came. So it's not that when we start loving Krishna, everything goes smoothly. Rather, it would be reversed many times. The entire text of Srimad Bhagavatam, as we quoted the verse of Vishwanath Chakravarti, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam, Prema Pumartho Mahan. Take the entire text of Srimad Bhagavatam from the first canto till 12th canto. Give any example, the devotee which has gone very comfortably and easily back to God, beginning with Parikshit Maharaj. Give any example, first canto, beginning with Parikshit Maharaj, then there is Vidura, then there is Dhruva Maharaj, then there is Priyavrata, then there is Ajamil, then there is Vrutrasur, then there is Prahlad Maharaj, the celebrated example, Gajendra, Bali Maharaj, and so many people. The 10th canto gopis themselves are the examples. And Devaki Vasudev, see their plight. 6 kids have been killed, mercilessly butchered by Kansa. And they are still in jail. They are still in jail. It's not going to be easy. If Krishna is happy by giving us these difficulties, then that's our greatest pleasure. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Tomara Sevaya Dukkha Hayayata Sevota Parama Sukhi. In your service, if I find some difficulty, that's my greatest pleasure, my dear Lord. I don't mind them, but I'm not going to give up your seva. For example, as we are discussing, and recently we celebrated the Gaur Purnima festival, take the plight of Sachi Mata. If you analyze her life sketch, it's like this. She was married to Jagannath Mishra. Her father's name was Nilambar Chakravarti, the great astrologer from Navadvipa. And he found the son of Upendra Mishra from Shrihatta had come, Jagannath Mishra, very noble, gentle, learned and pure person. So he handed over his daughter to Jagannath Mishra. They got married. Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra got married. First year, they begot a daughter. What happened to her? She died. Just imagine the pain of Sachimata's heart. Next year, they begot a daughter. She died. Count. Next year, she begot a daughter. She died. Next year, she begot a daughter. She died. Just imagine the anguish and pain and the agonizing separation of the parents, specifically Sachimata. Again they begot daughter, she died. Again they begot daughter, she died. Like this consecutive, one after another, 8 times. How much difficulty she must have suffered. As well as Jagannath Mishra. Thereafter, she gave birth to Vishwarup, the quintessence of beauty, the incarnation of Balramji. Then she somewhat forgot her grief of losing 8 daughters. And her joy knew no bounds when she gave birth to Nimai on the day of Gaur Purnima. But after a few years, immediately Vishwarup took sannyas. Just imagine her heart. What pain she must be undergoing. And she, in her mind, she thought that my son was associating with Advaita. This Advaita is not Advaita, he is Dvaita. This goes to show the difficulty or pain of her heart. She is not intentionally offending Advaita, by the way. But as a mother, she felt so. And Nimai promised. First of all, Nimai glorified. Bhala kaila, Vishwarupa, sannyasa kaila, matrukula, pitrukula, dui udharila. It's good that Vishwarup took sannyas. We both parents, matrukula and pitrukula, have been delivered. But therein he promises, mother and father, I'm not going to take sannyas. I'll stay home, I'll marry, I'll take care of you. He promises there. Eventually, Jagannath Mishra gets dream that Nimai has taken sannyas and entire world is offering obeisances to him. With this imagination only, he leaves this world and goes back to Godhead. Just imagine the plight of Sachimata again. 8 daughters have died, elder son has taken sannyas, and husband has expired. Husband left her. And there is no guarantee Nimai will stay home, because already Jagannath Mishra had shared his dream with his wife, Sachimata. So hurriedly, she marries Nimai with Lakshmi Priya and eventually with Vishnu Priya. But that same Nimai who promised Sachimata that I will stay home and take care of you, what did he do? As the 11th canto Navegandhara says and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Taktva Sudhish Tuja Surep Sita Raja Lakshmim Dharmisht Arivachasam Yagadagadaranyam Maya Mrugam Dayita Ipsita Anvadhavat Vande Mahapurushate Charanadavindam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left his most beloved mother and wife and devotees like Srivas Thakur, Murari Gupta, Gadadhar Pandit, who loved him more than their own lives, and he was chasing and running after those people who hated him the most. Sudusteja Surep Sita Raja Lakshmi. It was very difficult to give up Vishnu Priya's association. For any ordinary person would have been there, to give up a wife means very difficult. Sudusteja Maya Mrugam, and he's chasing after those people who are running after Maya Mruga, who are hating Krishna. Krishna is giving up his most confidential associates to give them mercy who hate them the most. That's the contradiction. That's why Rupa Goswami calls his Namo Maha Vadanyaya. And Nimai takes sannyas. If you read the section of Chaitanya Bhagavat when Nimai takes sannyas on the Makar Sankranti night, how Mother Sachi cries, and there is a particular raga when she cries, and there have been acharyas who have sung the songs and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If we hear, we definitely cry. We definitely cry. And there is a ghat from where Nimai departs from Sachimata. It's called as Nirdai Ghat. Why did he do so? Just to give us love of Godhead, which Prabhupada is trying to teach us in this purport. So, no matter how many difficulties come in our life, that's why Sachimata did not stop Nimai completely. She was requesting, trying to convince him. But it's not that by the hand she stopped him. She was following him. There is a very nice song, Re Nimai, like that. I don't remember exactly. It's very nice Bengali song explaining the plight and agonizing heart of Mother Sachi. If we hear, we cry only. Just imagine her situation. Now nobody is there with her, except her daughter-in-law Vishnupriya, who is only 16 years old. And in those days, sannyasis would never return home. That's why Nityanandapu made that plan and he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Shantipur, and then Sachimata comes and meet him. Otherwise, there was no hope only to meet him again. So this is how Devaki, Vasudev, they suffered a lot. The Brajavasis, you take any example from the Bhagavatam, nobody has gone easily back home, back to Godhead. It's not so easy. And if these difficulties are there, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, okay Krishna, thank you. If you like, I'll suffer like this. If you get pleasure in this condition of mine, I'm happy in this. I'll still try to serve you. There is a very nice story of Arjuna. When Arjuna, after the battle of Kurukshetra, was very proud that I killed Bhishma Pitamaha. I am the greatest of warriors. I defeated Dronacharya. I killed Karna. Because of me, the entire war of Kurukshetra has been won. I am the man of the match, as well as man of the series, as we say in cricket language. He was feeling like that. And Arjuna was feeling little proud. And Arjuna was feeling little proud. So Krishna thought of something. Okay, let us go. We'll walk in our kingdom somewhere. And as they were strolling in the kingdom, they came in the area of King Mayurdhvaj. This King Mayurdhvaj was very, very pious and pure-hearted Vaishnava, Rajarshi King. He was a very great devotee of Krishna. And as they were walking in his kingdom, they saw one young 16-year-old boy. He was the prince of that kingdom. His name was Tamradhvaj. He was having bow and arrow with him, and he challenges Arjuna. He did not know he is Arjuna. He challenges Arjuna. And Arjuna feels, hi. Just imagine, one who plays such a huge battle, and he is being challenged by one mere boy, teenager. Arjuna feels very much insulted. What is this? Okay, I accept your challenge. And they start their dvandva. Who do you think wins? Arjuna gets defeated. Although Krishna is in his side, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, still, just the Panduputra Anam, Yesham Bakshe Janardana, still Krishna gets defeated. Arjuna gets defeated. Why? It's Krishna's desire. Krishna, whatever he wants, that only happens. No matter where he is. And then Arjuna could not contain himself. Arjuna could not manage himself. What is this, sir? Krishna, I am the one who killed Karna. I am the one who defeated Dronacharya. I am the one who killed Bhishma Pitamaha. I killed so many people, Jayadratha, so many people. And this mere boy, he defeated me? Battare meri jindagi. I am useless. And he becomes dejected as usual. Krishna says, oh, let's go. We'll go somewhere else. I'll pacify you. Keep aside your bow and arrow. And Krishna says, okay, now will go and meet the king of this kingdom, but not in this dress as Krishna and Arjuna. I become old Brahmana, you become my assistant young Brahmana, and you don't speak anything in between. Okay, they agree. Then Krishna, the elderly Brahmana with all signs of Brahmana, and young Brahmana with all symptoms, both of them, they approach the capital, then they approach the palace, and the doorman, he goes and informs the king, Mayurudhvaj, that there is some Brahmana, elderly Brahmana, and his assistant has come, and they want to see you, they want to talk to you. Okay, call them immediately. Why did they make them stand there? You should have brought them immediately. That was his mood, Mayurudhvaj. And then the Brahmana comes. Just imagine, they have a luggage with them also. The Brahmana comes. And then King Mayurudhvaj respects them, worships them, performs their Padya Puja and everything as tradition goes. And then he asks, my dear Brahman Devata, how can I serve you? Please tell me any seva. Then elderly Brahmana, he says, no, you cannot do. It's not possible. I need something, but you cannot give only. And please, it will be great mercy upon me. Please tell me. I will render that service. Please tell me. I told you, you cannot do. Forget about it. Then immediately that Mayurudhvaj, he tells his son, bring Achman, I will take vow now only. Om Keshava Namo Narayana Madhava Namo Govinda Namo. I take this vow. Whatever this Brahmana asks me, I will give him. I warn you, don't take this vow, because if I ask, you will not be able to give it. It's very heavy. You cannot pay for it. I have vowed, even if it requires my life, I will give now. Then elderly Brahmana says, all of you are witness, huh? All mantris, ministers, commander-in-chiefs, wives, sons, everybody is witness. Whatever this king has promised, he has ready to give him his life. Okay. Shall I tell? Yes. No, you will not agree. I will go. Chalo, Arjun, utha. He takes his bag and he starts going. Please come back. I am ready to lay down my life for your sake. Please ask something. Okay. I was testing you. Here, I was coming from jungle, from the forest, and suddenly one lion appeared and he captured my son. And he was about to eat my son. I requested him not to eat him. Then he told me, okay, give me the substitute food. I agreed, okay, I will give. I asked, what do you want? He asked me, the right half of your body. He asked me, the right half of your body. Can he give me? As soon as he pronounced this Dakshina, immediately all the commander-in-chiefs, all the queens, sons, Purohits, Raj Purohits, everybody exclaimed, alas, alas, is he Yamaraj or Brahmana? What is he asking? Then everybody started crying and howling. Then that Brahmana says elderly, I told you, you will not be able to give me. Let's go, Arjuna, uthao. Then he packs up and he starts walking. No, I promised you. I promised you, stay here. I'll give the right half of my body. I'll sit here. And then he sits down and he starts chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. He starts remembering Lord Krishna. And he orders his soldier, Senapati, or commander, you cut my body into two halves and give him the right half. Everybody starts crying. What is this? Calamity has come upon our kingdom and our king. What is this going on? Everybody starts crying. And the commander-in-chief, he takes the sword and he starts cutting from his head like this. He touches the sword and the blood starts oozing. Then again the Brahmana wakes up. He gets up from his asana. I don't know on this charity. Why? That lion said, your son should cut you, not the commander in chief. Because my son is captured, na? Then all the people said, you are not Yamarajas, you are Kasai. You are a butcher. What is this? Asking for. I told you, you cannot give me. I'm going, no problem. I can understand, it's very difficult. Arjun, uthao. Let's go. No, 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 my dear Brahmana. Please stay here. I'll give my right half and my son will cut. Tamradhwaj. Pick up that sword and cut my body. As everybody is crying, including that young assistant, except one person, everybody was crying. Who was not crying? The elderly Brahmana. The senior Brahmana was not crying. But everyone else, including the young Brahmana, was crying. Who was young Brahmana? Arjuna. And everybody is crying, and as Tamaradho starts cutting from the head, the blood again starts oozing. And then again, this Brahmana gets up from his asana. No, 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 I don't want this charity only. You are giving this contaminated charity. Arjun, uthao. Let's go. Go back. What happened? You are crying while giving the charity. See, your left eye is shedding tears. I don't want this grudging charity. At least you should give happily, na? If you at all want to give charity, give with happiness. What is this? Arjun? Chalo. Nikal jayenge. He did not call Arjun, by the way. Every now and then, he used to say, uthao back. Just imagine the scene, the mahol of the palace. And then the Mayurdhwaja says, my dear Brahmana, please carefully observe. My left eye is shedding the tears, not the right one. Do you know why? Because my left eye is thinking, why the only right half is being engaged in the service of this Brahmana? Why not me? So in that anguish, my left eye is crying. See, my right eye is happy because it's being engaged in service. When he says like that, Arjuna, the young Brahmana, could not contain himself. And he says, Krishna, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was thinking I'm your greatest devotee. I'm the greatest warrior. I am the one who dedicated the most to you. I was thinking like this. But now I learned the lesson. Now, can you please reveal your form? When Arjuna prays, then Krishna smiles and shows his Shamsundar roop to all the people assembled there. Well, Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. So whatever pleases you, my dear Lord, that is highest goal of human life. That is prema pumartho mahan. No matter how many difficulties I undergo. Tatte anukampam sushamikshamano bunjana evatmakurtam vipakam rudvag vapurbhir vidadhan namaste jivetiyo mukti pade sadayabhag. Nothing is comfortable in this material world. Even material happiness also is not comfortable. What to speak of the spiritual prema pumartho mahan, the highest goal. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, jivan anitya janaho sar tahe nanavidha vipad bhar. This life is anitya. And even if you live long life, there will be so many problems like this we are suffering now. And if you see the life, and what should we do now? Janaho anitya tahe nanavidha vipad bhar. Jivan anitya janaho sar tahe nanavidha vipad bhar. Namashraya kori jatani tumi thakahu apane kaje. Bhaktivinoda Thakur guides that take shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Just as Haridas Thakur took shelter of the holy name in Benapol when prostitute came, he took shelter of holy name. Wherever he went, he was insulted. In Benapol, in his own hometown, he came to Chandpur where Raghunath Das Goswami's home was there. Gopal Chakravarti insulted. He took shelter of the holy name. He came to Phulia in the association of Advaita Acharya. He was beaten into 22 marketplaces. He was insulted. Still he took shelter of the holy name. He came to Jagannath Puri. He was not allowed in the temple. Still he took shelter of the holy name. Wherever he went, he was insulted. But he took shelter of the holy name. So many difficulties. And our dear founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, so many difficulties he suffered. What did he do? Just took shelter of the holy name. He was sitting in the Tomkinson Square Park. He chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And this whole incarnation of ISKCON, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has appeared through the chanting of Sri Srila Prabhupada. So in essence, we discussed about Prema Pumartho Mahanesala Prabhupada is guiding this purport. Then Rupa Goswami is telling how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Namo Mahavadanyaya. And then we saw what is that Mahaprem of Radharani, that Gopi's love for Krishna. And we saw the example of Chataka Barada. We should be having determination as Vasudeva and Devaki were having. And then we saw some examples. If there is some difficulty, what happens? Arjuna's example is there. Then Vasudeva's example is there. Gopi's examples is there. Sachi Mata's example is there. So many examples. Haridas Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Whatever Krishna, okay Krishna, thank you very much. I am happy in whichever condition you keep me. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. We are gone beyond time limit. Any comments? Or wait a minute. Or any question? Okay, ask.
All the incarnations have their own planets. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already exists in the Gauramandal.
I did not get you.
All the incarnations of Krishna have their own planets. And Lord Chaitanya has his planets called Gauramandal. So he is already existing in that place in the form of Radha's mood and Krishna's.
Yes.
So he just descended from his planet here. He did not combine Radha and Krishna for descending, but he is already existing like that. What is your comment about this?
That is your comment or question?
The question. How come it is said that Mahaprabhu took birth here on earth incarnation, but he is already existing in his planet?
Yes. It is said that the section of Golok Vrindavan, there is no separate dham of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The section of Golok Vrindavan is Mahaprabhu's section, and he comes from there also. But while explaining your dilemma, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami explains that Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikratir Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekat Manam Apibhuit Pura Deva Bhedam Gatavtav Chaitan Nakyam Prakata Maduna Tad Dvayam Cha Aikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Divuti Suvilitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. We cannot ascertain which was first, Radha Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can never ascertain. That's why Kaviraj Goswami gives this dilemma only. We have this crossword and these puzzles. You can try to find out the answer for this. There is no end to it. Who was first, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna? Because Swarup Damodar Goswami says, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrutir Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmanam. They were one earlier, but they separated eternally to enjoy each other's association. And again now they have united. Radha Bhava Divuti Suvilita Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So which was first, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu Shri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya Rupa Nuga Janera Jivana. So we cannot ascertain who was first and who was later. And you cannot say, why did then Krishna adopted the why did Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because he wanted to taste that. He was earlier Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only. But when he became Krishna, then he had this question, I want to taste that love. Again he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is the question?
That he wanted to taste, but it is already can be tasted in his planet.
He's in same Golok Vrindavan only. He has, apart from Golok Vrindavan, he has no any other planet. He stays in Golok Vrindavan. As being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he stays everywhere. Golok eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. By the way, he stays everywhere. So what?
So, but he did not assume that incarnation only to come here. He already existed.
Yes. He did not assume just, that's why Kaviraj Goswami gives these two separate reasons, internal and external. Internal reason was to taste that love of Radharani. That he could have done there only Golok Vrindavan. Then why did he come here? To distribute it. The external reason.
That is correct, right.
Give him back. The last question. We are far late.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you very much for the wonderful class. Praji, although my question is a little different than the class today, but still it is good for our education, our knowledge, as well as for newcomers, that whenever we offer pranam, we offer differently. Somebody is different, somebody is different. So can you just clearly say that, like Vishnu Tattva, how to pranam, Guru Tattva, how to pranam, or Gauri Shankar Bhagavan,
wait. It's a little technical question. Do you understand the question? Some people offer benches like this, some people offer benches, Indian people offer benches straight. Apart from ISKCON and Gaudiyas, everybody offers obeisances straight, direct. So which is correct, this way or that way? So there is a quotation from Varaha Purana, why we ISKCON people offer like this, that Svavamete Pranamed Vishnu, Dakshine Gauri Shankaraha, Guru Ragre Pranameta Anyatha Vipala Mata. Varaha Purana says, we should keep Lord Vishnu on our left side. But while offering obeisance to Lord Shiva, he should be on our left, on our right, Dakshino. But when we offer obeisances to Guru, it should be straight. Guru Agre Pranameta. So when we offer obeisance to Radha Rajbari, they should be on our left. And when we go to Lord Shiva's temple, Shiva should be on our right, as Varaha Purana says. And when we offer obeisances to Guru, it should be straight, as the Indian people, Hindus, they offer obeisances. Direct straight, like Dandavat, like that. But here we cannot offer to Prabhupada, because there is Radha Rajbhari. They will take darshan of your lotus feet. So we keep Prabhupada on our left also. Prabhupada also on our left. But elsewhere, if we say Prabhupada or our Guru, we should offer obeisances straight. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. And some other time, whenever you have time, please also explain regarding Vaishnava etiquettes, which are sometime...
I understand your question, but for that we require some great Vaishnava to explain. I'm still trying to be a Vaishnava. I'm not yet a Vaishnava. I'm a apprentice Vaishnava. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. हरे कृष्णा. भगवान श्री राधा राजबिहारी आपके ऊपर इतने प्रसन्न हैं कि आपको वो खीर बांटना चाहते हैं, लेकिन वो आज की खीर जो है वो रोज के जगह पे नहीं मिलेगी. वो खीर जहाँ पे जप किया जाता है वहां पे मिलेगी. उसका कारण ये भी हो सकता है वहां पे जाके जप करना होगा एक दूसरा माला, लेकिन हरिनाम हरिनाम है, उसके साथ खीर ले सकते. हरे कृष्ण.